What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of the day. And we so far, like always, and get right into it. Episode 2 of the Back to Basics series, and today's topic is willing to give. Willing to give. What are you willing to give up to get what you want in life that you set out to do? What are you willing to give up, or what are you willing to add to? How much time are you willing to give? What are you willing to give up in place of things that are non-productive if you set out to do something? What is it for you? The things that we're blessed with, 24 hours. We're blessed with 24 hours. How many of those hours out of the day are you willing to give up to put towards what you set out to do? It don't have to be January 1st. It could be, a couple months prior to, and you seriously not serious about something. You don't put a willing to towards something. You're not willing to do that thing that, like, you know what? I'll do it later. I'll do it next week. Oh, next month is a better month. I'll do it next month. Not willing to give any time to that certain thing that you said you was going to do. Keep putting it off. Keep putting it off. Keep putting it off. And guess what? You forget about it. It might be the greatest idea or invention in the world. You keep putting it off, and it's going to be put off right out of your mind. You're not going to be thinking about it no more because you're not seriously serious about obtaining that goal or feeding energy to your gift. You're talented, yeah. You know all the ins and outs. You've been practicing, but you're seriously not serious, so your gift is not going to take you serious. It's just going to be there waiting for you. And every time you keep putting it off, he's not serious. She's not serious. It's like the fifth month they done put me back. Now I'm on the waiting list for next year. Don't put your dreams and goals and your gifting, and you can obtain those things that you always wanted, but you keep putting off something on the back burner until it's no longer on the stove. You can't put heat to something that's not in the kitchen. You're trying to get something cooking, and you're not even in the kitchen. You're not even in an arena to make something happen. What are you willing to do to get there? Did you lose your drive for it? That something happened along the way that made you not want to do it no more? What is it? It doesn't matter what it was, but now you got another 24 hours to make it do what it will be. I'm not saying that take something and then do nothing to make something happen. It doesn't work like that, right? So to do something, you have to put action behind it to make something happen. In that case, the formula for that is you have to write it down, get it out your mind, put it on paper, make a plan, make it happen. Execution is everything, because without execution, it's just like, I don't really want to do this thing. I'm not willing to execute. I want to be in the game, but I don't want to score. I want to be in the game, but I'm still watching. Wow, I'm kind of in the game, but I'm kind of not in the game. But what are you willing to give up to get to the level that you need to be in sports, in life, in career? It's always level for an advancement. You can always advance. You can always better your best, like Les Brown said. There's no practice don't make perfect. Practice makes it so you can get to another level. You can always get over something that is hindering you to get into that place that you're destined to be. What are you willing to do? You willing to get up earlier? Are you willing to set new goals every week, every month, and crush those goals? Are you willing to stop talking negative about yourself? Are you willing to stop downplaying what God has already placed in your life, your gift? Stop pushing around your gift, just out there kicking stones around. I don't know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know what to cut out. You know what to stop. You know what you're doing excessively. That's not getting you anywhere. Being around individuals that's not doing nothing with their life. And you right in the whole tidal wave of negativity. Give up the negative thoughts. Give up the negativity first. And then you can start refilling it with positive vibes, positive energy. Listen to positive things. Listen to individuals that's already in the place where you're trying to get to. What are you willing to change about yourself, about your outlook, about your views? I don't think I could do that. Yes, you can. You can change that by, maybe I'll give myself a good 6 months to a year and see how it goes. And if it's going kind of good, I'm going to keep going. Because nobody's going to get anything when they quit. Give up. Willingness to give up the quitter's mentality. You get halfway to the finish line, you take your foot off the gas. Guess what? At least you learned a lesson. Don't celebrate until you cross the finish line. And all things that it comes with. A whole surface level of, I'm not going to do this thing anymore until I get what I need to do. I'm not going to watch all these sports games, all these football games. It's football season. I'm not going to watch every football game because I got work to do. I got stuff to do. They already reached their goal. I'm going to keep doing what I need to do, staying on the right track, being focused, and I'm going to get exactly what I'm deserving to get. It's nobody else's fault. It's nobody else's issue. It's nobody else's cause and effect. It's your own. Because, one, you got to know what you're willing to give up to get everything that you ever dreamed of. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G Chef, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Definitely. All you have to do is have a mindset of willingness to, not the reverse. And I'm going to see y'all in the next one. You have a great one.